League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, Bacon be gone for about 2 months. I mean, he could come back early if he wants to.
Yeah.
It depends how he feels.
It's already been a month.
It's been lightweight a month. It's been a little bit more.
It's been over a month, almost two.
We had a whole damn near month off for the Christmas break.
It's still going to be on his channel?
This is his third show. He's going to come back. It's his third show off. Next show is, I think, his last one off.
Him just taking a well-deserved breather. Bro, work hard. You'll be sitting with him and he'll shoot 10 videos in your face and be like, "When did we was talking this whole time?"
Y'all annoyed me the other day with those texts. I was like, "God damn!"
Oh, the daddy.
It was like 6,000 texts.
What you was doing? Why you didn't chime in?
I just landed.
Oh, you're flying?
No, I was flying. Then I landed to all of them. I was like, "Oh shit!"
You don't get when y'all fly. Y'all don't pay for the internet.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But some of y'all messages don't come through.
Depends how bad I want it.
Y'all whole daddy issues thing. One of y'all must not have an iPhone.
Oh, somebody killing game.
Somebody's coming in green.
Chaz.
Might be Chaz.
Chaz coming in green, bro.
See me.
That's just an iPhone case.
Don't show up on my laptop.
Just the front.
Somebody probably killing game.
It's the back of an iPhone.
And then Chaz types.
I think it'd be
one.
I know Keon's messed up when he's flying or something like that. He can't see stuff, but. We all have iPhones. Remember, DC, man, we jumped Keon to get an iPhone, remember?
He sure was holding out on getting an iPhone. Why do people be reluctant? They got the game. They got the market cornered.
They think they're not being part of the system. I'm not going to go
with you guys. Well, no, that's the truth, though. I had a Samsung. I was in their little program, so I was getting them for free. But nonetheless, the Samsung, you could do multitasking on them. Uh-huh. So you could have like YouTube open and have like a Word doc open in the bottom half of your screen, so you could be typing while you're watching the video.
But can you connect it to a Tesla?
Yeah, you can connect it to a Tesla.
Oh, you can.
It won't charge on there.
Oh,
but the Bluetooth will work.
Yeah, Bluetooth will work. But
Samsung's the most compatible to the iPhone.
These new Samsung, the new one out, got about 8 cameras on the back.
Yeah, oh, for real? So camera-wise?
The camera-wise quality is amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, for filming,
it's a great camera.
But
personalize it more. You can do more.
There's a lot more free apps, and you can take a lot of computer programs and put it
directly on the downloads from the internet,
rather than having to just buy Apple's.
So why is iPhone just zaddy?
For the computer geeks, they like
the
Samsungs
other ones.
And
iPhone is more user friendly. You can pick. You can give this to a child and they can figure it out.
Yeah.
My friend used to have all the movies, all the music on his Samsung.
I did.
You get everything. Download.
What music apps y'all using?
Oh, shit. You can just go to the website.
No, but y'all Tidal or?
Oh, no. I'm on Apple Music.
The one that says music.
Oh, you just use that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The one that says music.
He just said his kid can use it.
I'm a Samsung baby.
As soon as you open up the phone, it's on there. Craig said he ain't download nothing. Whatever phone comes with.
Says music.
We starting?
No,
we've been starting.
They don't even tell you. This is on some Joe Rogan podcast. They just start in the middle.
Yeah, we queued up.
The live chat.
Chaz over there looking to the right and the left for no reason.
Yeah. Chaz by way of Vegas.
Trying to see with y'all. Who all up in there, man? Who all up in there, man?
Young Brody Sneed.
Yeah.
I see Sneed. What's up, Sneed? I see Brody. What up, Brody?
What up, Chaz? What do you call him? Chazman?
Chazman's his name.
Chazareth.
I call him Chazmatic sometimes. Depends how I feel.
Chazmatic.
Annoying a lot.
Yeah, you didn't hit with that.
You hitting the strip club out there, bro?
Probably not.
Oh.
In your room. Zaddy's house going on.
Go invite them back to the room, huh?
Now my wife is here.
With his
no.
wife.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. Do a 360 of the room so we know who's in the room. He might have kids in there. No.
Brody's that guy.
Huh? Yeah, we gotta make sure. Yeah, I ruined it. Remember
get
last
you
night?
Some big booty.
Bitches last night.
Last night says you had a place back. Remember, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was crazy, man.
Right after the wedding.
I couldn't believe you did all those moves to those girls, man.
Brody, that nigga, you gotta be like, you on speakerphone.
No, I had to tell Samson that before, man. I was like, "Hey, man, listen, we need to have some kind of word, dog."
Oh, like a code word.
Yeah, when you about to talk about some shit, you know. Yeah. What I say to him? I need to say, I'd say, "How you doing? You know, how's everything? How's everything with you, man? If I just go right into it, you know, I'm alone. But I'm like, man, things are good, man. If I just." So always ask me how I'm doing first, you know?
Hey, y'all be having cold words?
No, usually when I call somebody, the first thing I hear is, hold on, let me get the earphones. Oh, okay.
I say, you on speaker.
Oh, I
feel like that lets you, that lets them kind of get hip to knowing that you about to like, that y'all be talking about some shit. Hold on, you on speaker? You got to tell me. My friends tell me that sometimes, too.
But isn't that fair game? Like, just out of respect for both, you know what I mean? For
me and my homeboy, I say Outkast. Because the speaker box album?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you on speaker.
Oh, okay. I mean, you on speaker. Okay, so you just won't say you on speaker. You just saying.
Like, yeah. You know Outkast song? You should sing an Outkast song. I like the way you move.
Hey, well, it's more so not that there's going to be no business told, but if there's someone in the background, Marlon might get to talking about them, or if someone's around him,
right.
I get the same.
Right.
Marlon. Have you ever been in a situation where it's not even like you're with your lady or something like that, but like you're with just like somebody... And they just start going in talking trash about that person. You have to fumble like, oh, ho, 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 ho. Like, get the...
I've been there.
Or you turn the phone down sleekly.
You got to hit the... Uh-huh, that is crazy. Yeah.
I'm an instigator.
Like, wait, Will who? Which Will? Right. No, the other Will. You got to turn that... Which Will? Oh, the other Will? Yeah.
Right.
My girl, she caught me. Man, one time she caught me. She recognized because I turned. I was sitting right next to her, and she could hear the "Yo, Brody."
Oh, you? She got to turn it down.
Right in her face, like, oh, I don't know what's up with that. Why are you turning the volume down?
What did
down?
They expect,
like,
though? Like,
I don't know, man. I'm like, look, you don't want to hear all the things we really be talking about the time.
First thing is, what happened to privacy? It may not be nothing bad going on. I just want my damn privacy.
I don't even know if I've ever even stood up to any of my girlfriends and said, "Hey, I just want some privacy." I don't even think I've remembered that you can say that. You know what I'm saying? Women say that all the time. So I need my privacy right now. And you're like, "Oh shit, I'm so sorry."
Women, you don't even know though half the time.
But there's times. Think about it. There's women times where you can just walk in the restroom right in there, and then there's times where you walk in, they pissed off. Like, what? Can I have my privacy? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
But if you need some privacy,
what you need privacy? What you doing in there?
Right.
So y'all, wait, with y'all ladies, y'all in the bathroom with them?
Nah.
I only went showers. Not
but it's
for
a little
shit
different, though, bro. Like, women be, maybe, like, plucking hairs and, you know what I mean?
Right, I don't think this is, yeah.
You catch them with their leg up on the sink doing some stuff. You be like, oh, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, they got monthly things, you know what I mean?
Right. I don't care how long I've been with someone, I will never be comfortable with a woman walking in when I'm in the bathroom like that.
Well, if I'm doing a deuce, then I don't really want that.
You lock the bathroom door every time you go in?
Do I?
Shower, I don't mind. If I'm in the shower, they doing something in the sink.
Shower, yeah. If I'm in the shower, yeah. You grabbing something?
Not while I'm sitting there mid.
But when I'm sitting, or
you know what I mean?
Peeing, I'll be like, this is still private,
right? Yeah. Right.
It's like, I definitely don't want to walk in on where they doing that. Like, I absolutely want no parts of that.
But
you know?
Some people do.
I like the mystery that they don't even do it. I like to keep that preserved. You know, because once you know, I don't need to know what your insides smell like. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I want to know. To that degree.
Okay, which insides? You talk.
Yeah, yeah. let's clear that up. Your digestive system. I don't want to know.
Come out of it, right?
I don't know what your intestine smells like. I'm good on that.
Women are hella discreet. You really never know when they go take a number two.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Ninjas. Because they do it. They have to do it.
If you live with a woman, after 5 years, I mean, all the nasty shit come out.
Well, what's going on? I didn't know mine. When they fall asleep and they in a deep slumber, and they fart in their sleep, and you got to tell them, like, no, I didn't. Like, how you know I was still in the real world? He was dreaming. Putin.
Do you tell them when they do that?
I have to tell them. I think it's so. I think they're so embarrassed that it makes them laugh. They get such a kick out of it, and it's so funny. I'm like, yeah, I was just sitting there, and something said, "It's mad S's." I tell them. I mean, I feel like. I feel like it's funny, but it's like when you're getting so comfortable, when they just sit next to you, lift a leg up, go, I think that's when it's like, come on now.
It's time
to,
That's when y'all playing open chess and y'all boys at that point.
Playing bloody knuckles.
Yeah. Don't fart. I don't want you to fart in front of me.
Yeah, no. That's the beginning of the end. Bro.
Yeah, that's the end. Yeah.
Oh, you don't even know.
That's when they got another dude right at that point.
Chess, how long y'all been married?
5 years.
And y'all been together how long?
Oh, okay. We've been married for 4 years. Been together for 5 years.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And she ain't farted in front of you yet?
Not on purpose.
Oh. Accidents are okay.
Oops.
Hey, sometimes you squeeze their stomach.
Nighttime
or something.
Sleepers. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oopsies are cool.
Oopsies are okay.
You cool with the oopsies?
I mean, you can't do anything about it. What I don't like, here's what I don't like. I don't like that my wife, I feel like she holds it in all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she go to work, she don't do it, she goes whatever her life. She spares other people. When it's time to sleep, all that's built up, you know what I mean? Over a whole accumulation of the day. And then she can't help it at night, and then I get all the stress and anxiety home
now. And it's been churning by that point. It's like it's been recycled within the system before it even comes out.
Yeah. It's just, so it's like a thundercloud. It just builds up.
It's like a hurricane.
That
it's
shit small. Worked the 9 to 5.
Yeah. It's getting off work, taking the shoes off at that point.
Chad said, don't build up with me.
And I'm a night owl. You know what I mean? I'll be up. You know what I'm saying? So I just be like, I'm just... Not right. You know what I mean? I just take it.
I get it though, because we dudes, I mean, for me, if I gotta go, I'm going. I try to avoid a porta potty, but hey, if that's the last resort, I'm holding that door. But you know what I mean? Women be like, hey, I'm not going here.
No, I shit everywhere. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I have pulled up Chevron. Behind the bush. I pulled up behind the bush before.
I ain't never shit it outside.
Wait, outside?
Yeah, had to, man.
Bro.
Yo, that's the worst, because it's like, there's not even... You're not even trained for the proper type of squat that you need to actually do to not fuck your sneakers up when you do that. Because you're not taking your pants all the way off, and you're not taking your shoes off.
No.
You know? I wasn't an adult either. We were playing tag, and I had a good little hiding spot.
Yeah, clear this up, because this sounds like
I had to go, and I had a driver's license all the way in the house. So I also, even did the leaf thing. It wasn't one of those things.
They're like, ready or not, here I come. Me too.
A lot of it depends on like what you eat during the day. So that's why you got to eat healthy. And if you're going to eat healthy, you should do it with Factor. You feel me?
Oh, talk to him. Go ahead. I see you.
This new year, you've got goals and factors here to help you achieve each and every one of them. Fill up fast with ready-to-eat nutritious meals delivered straight to your door, leaving you time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list. Achieve and maintain your 2023 goals with Factor. If you're like most of us in the real world, you're too busy to cook. I'm in Las Vegas right now. You don't think I pack Factor's meal to compensate these overpriced buffets going around? So no matter what you're doing, you're on the go, you're on the fly, it takes 2 minutes to heat up from a Factor meal. Mm-hmm. No matter your lifestyle, Factor has delicious flavor-packed meals to help you invite the fullest keto, calorie-smart vegan, and veggie protein plus options on the menu each week. Prepared by chefs, not just people, chefs, replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 36-plus sweets, smoothies, juices, and more to satisfy your cravings. They cut back on, you guys know, man, it's just too expensive to eat out. So
man,
you cut all that out. We use Factor all the time. I really enjoy Factor, bro. I pack them up and I go, and I use Factor religiously. We've been using Factor. How long have we been using Factor now? Yeah.
That's a perfect trip. Free hotel room, free food.
And Factor?
Factor.
About a year now? Yeah, we literally been doing it about a year now. So I'm a huge Factor fan. So get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals each and every week. So head to factormeals.com/issues50 and use code issues50 to get 50% off your first box.
How much?
50%.
Half.
That's factormeals.com/issues50 to get 50% off your first box. Come on, baby.
You gotta be a damn fool not to take that.
That's why his skin's so clear. Right. Eating healthy.
From location.
That's a factor right there. That's a factor.
That's a factor.
I need factor.
And guess what? We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
What's up with
that's all you got?
Bo.
They didn't want all that. Y'all be complaining about
gunshot, fire. I wanted it, bro. That's why
I did. Chris. Hey, DC, do it again. Do it again, DC.
We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Fire! Boop, boop, boop.
Click.
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was good. That was good.
You hear like I'm in the reggae club right now.
We have five guns.
We're back.
We got Brandon Brody, Chris Sneed, man. Y'all, you know what it feel like? Y'all like damn near regulars now, bro.
I know, man.
We use the same core of solid people, so.
I love these guys.
Yeah, man.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And, dude, I love it. So I travel.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, though. I love it.
Man, where are you coming from?
Vegas.
I think I always got to put two on the 10.
I saw Sneed coming in.
Sneed home before I'm going to head out, man. I got to, be.
Got a podcast. 4 hours.
I got the lighting right here. You could have been here, Sneed.
Dr. Sneed.
I'm from Long Beach. Yes, Dr. Sneed in the building. This is my off day. I called out sick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Well, they're probably in the chat right now.
Will they sue you for saying Dr. Sneed?
Be exposing himself. Yeah.
He's telling her, like that little 17-year-old.
I am
pre-recorded.
I'm not feeling well. Anything. Not that
you at least got a cough, bro.
Yeah, a little sniffle. That's it.
Man.
You said, would they sue me for saying Dr. Sneed? Yeah. Nah, anybody can put a doctor. Drake put a doctor on his name. Okay. Anybody put a doctor on his name. Now, I'm not saying
that 17-year-old kid in Miami that called himself doctor and opened the whole facility.
Oh, yeah. That was
he in jail, ain't he?
Nah, he got out. Then he opened another facility.
Yeah, he can't stop. Well,
it's one thing calling yourself a doctor, but when you have a building
and you saying
I prefer you
have a facility.
Accepting copay. Yo,
nah, you good. Between him and the lady that was the fake sign language interpreter at the police, I was like, yo, y'all are
that's nuts, bro.
I'm like, those are the hilarious, most hilarious cons I think I've seen, man.
How did she pass that test?
Because nobody checked her signs. I was looking at it. I know
none of those signs
sign
were real.
Language, and she was hitting stuff like.
And she in the courtroom.
They were saying like we're investigating the murder. She was literally like.
Oh, she was miming it.
She didn't finish the range.
How long did she keep that up, though?
Because that wasn't her first time.
There was enough police conferences. Like, there was at least, like, somebody's finding out about the murders. People finding out updates about their kids. She just bullshit.
Up there playing a game.
Playing charades. Doing,
you know what?
Three words.
I get it. She might have just needed to work and was like, hey.
I can do it.
I understand.
Fucks with me.
Are you qualified? Oh, yes.
She bullshitted her way through the interview, and then this was like, boom.
I think you might even be able to do that, because when I think about it, it's like, if I start signing that stuff right now, I know enough that I could just start messing around. Y'all be like, oh, he's really saying some stuff. You
right.
Know what
I mean? To the untrained eye, if I don't know. I'm going to be like, oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you know that for sure there's a sign, like this is A, this is B, this is C, you know, and then I just do the rest, like, you know, just do things like this.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
We with you.
But people at home.
I'm gonna have you talk to people, Brody. He can speak. Brody can speak to them.
They be annoyed because he be misspelling shit.
Yeah.
Did he just throw up crip?
It's like Spanish too, though. If you throw enough Spanish words in there and speak fast enough to an untrained ear, you won't even know.
I don't know. Come to y'all.
I speak Spanish to a few of my patients.
Yeah.
That don't know.
Let me hear your fake Spanish then.
Oh, call us the numero telefono. Appuntamente, doctor.
Pero tu momento que quieres decir que le hemos regresado todo sin parambo.
A la corte, simiente.
Aquí estoy. Está bien, libre y vida.
No.
Ah, wait. ¿Cómo se dice? ¿Cómo se dice?
Aquí.
Sí, ¿cómo
aquí.
Se dice?
Aquí.
That's the best word.
Yeah, that's
the best word.
¿Cómo se dice?
Oh, no.
My whole family. I got a whole side of my family now.
Oh, sorry, Chaz. What do you mean? No offense.
I said, ¿cómo se dice?
He said, ¿cómo se dice?
You think other races don't act like... Do that about us.
Oh, they, you know, they be tearing us up.
Period.
We were about to click it.
He's the giving for me. Yeah. Period. Oh.
Little Wayne. The only period. Thing is, rap makes Little it Wayne. More acceptable when they do it. We get that every time people sing rap songs.
Sing, yeah, exactly.
What you mean? Like,
because they're doing the black accent. They never do it in their voice. It's
I mean, it's no, people really just be like, yeah, you know, so let me get oh yeah, you know.
So what annoying.
People do all that all the time.
I love when other races come up and talk to me super hood, not knowing that I'd be on that articulation. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like I can hang, you know. But I love or I just throw it back at them like, oh, that's very interesting that you have that perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's mostly offensive. It's like, I didn't know I'm not educated.
Yeah,
but just... when you talk to a race that English is not that well and they have an accent, do you end up speaking to them in their accent so they can understand you?
Yeah, I try. Yeah, somewhat.
And if that ain't the most racist insulting. Right.
I don't even talk to babies in baby talk. I always talk to people the same.
You talk to people, you use your same.
With babies, yeah. Put that shit down. What's wrong with you?
Put that shit down.
Talking to the infant like that. Yeah.
With
infant.
Babies, I go baby talk. But hey.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Oh, hey, buddy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think I do that. I did that to a certain point with my son. I think when he turned like 2, then I started just speaking a little
talking
more
to him,
regular,
yeah.
Talking to him regular. Now it's like I'm just having.
Oh, you're with our own kids. We want them to advance. Other kids, right, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Little dummy.
Yeah. Hey, little pinky booky. Hey, child. Yeah. Oh, is that your little hand? Wow.
With our own kids, we'd be like, and now,
yeah.
What we're gonna do?
You're exactly right. I'll be saving up the big words for my son. I'm like, your little kid's gonna get the jibber, the gooka juke, oh, the jibber, the gooka mooka. they so confused they start saying doo-doo-doo in their teenage years.
Like, yeah. Go out in the world and spread this dumbness.
Spread this dumbassness to these kids.
We treat other people's kids like trash. That's cold.
I tripped a kid once, man.
On purpose?
Well, yeah, he was running. My kid was like maybe 2, maybe 1. And this kid, this 8-year-old, he was a maniac. Maybe 9. He was running around like a maniac at his birthday, just running around. You
Tasmanian.
Know? And I saw that he was about to run directly into these kids, man. I can't even lie to y'all. I put my foot out.
Mm-hmm. Got him, coach.
That kid flew over my foot. Right. It was grass. But he flew. I tripped a kid. And then, of course, the kid's dad comes up to me saying, "You tripped a kid, man. How could you? You know."
Hey, Brody, I don't care if it was grass or molten lava.
I'm sorry, I had to slow. Your kid was like, it was making, and that's the age.
I'm thinking this was a white kid because the father approached you talking.
He was,
and he saw you trip his son.
I think he was like Asian, like Filipino or something like that. You know what I mean?
Now, if he was a black,
but
kid.
he was a black version. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So he still came up like he was ready to like run the fade and like.
Were you ready?
You know what? I think there was too many. It was like a birthday party, so there was too many kids and everything for him. That'd be a bad look for him to fight.
They want to out ignorant you.
Yeah, yeah. For that, it was like, but no, I had to trip the kid.
Did you factor this all in like the equalizer, like Denzel? Did you see all
I think
this?
So. I saw every possible. No, it was like Doctor Strange. I saw every possible scenario. And that was the only one. That was the only one that was gonna save my kid. I could have told him, hey, stop running. Hey, no, don't do that. Stood in front of him. He would tackle me. I was like, nah, it's the trip it is. Yeah. And it was one of those, it was such a television. Like I looked the other, I think I had my hands into my pocket. I was whistling, put my foot out,
Oh, hey, man. Buddy, you okay?
Oh, oopsie.
What happened?
Oopsie daisy.
Run a little faster, hun, speedy.
Me and my long feet.
Because I do get sick of parents who don't be monitoring their kids.
You got
them. Yeah.
Gotta.
Letting their kids run rampant. You be like, yo.
I had a little boy. This little boy in my building kissed my daughter.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
What?
Yep. I threw the ball at his head. but a ball is easier than tripping. You know, if I'm just playing with the ball, I'm like, oh, shoot.
Ball fair game.
But yep. It was a medicine ball that day, or bowling ball that day. Right?
20-pound weight.
Knocked him out.
That drink had density.
He did. Of course, he did the kiss on purpose. It wasn't no, like, it was tripping.
Yeah.
Oh, you was a hell no.
Yeah, no, I threw the ball at his head.
Yeah,
I had. And me being a doctor. Oh.
I was the
baby
parent,
talk.
I was the parent that let his kids just go run around because I had big ass kids.
So
these
are
like,
Craig's kids we talking about.
Yeah, these are all your kids we talking about.
Yeah, go play monster, nigga. My kids were giants.
Craig, you have a whole giant at the crib. You can't let him go out. He had to be a big
Craig, you one of them kids. Your kids can play outside.
And tell me. Y'all just don't be here next week. We good.
Your kids can play outside and you be in the house?
No. Oh. But I'll be there and let them just go ahead. I'll be seeing the kids flying in the air. And stuff. But yeah, all right. Dude, I stopped worrying because he ran in front of a swing. And I was like, no. And the swing hit him and the kid went flying. He just kept going. I was like, all right, yeah.
He good. He's good. Like, Daddy, I got a paper cut from a swing collision.
Should it be a thing like certain size kids not be able to play with other, like, you know what I mean?
A weight class?
Yeah. On the playground.
You know what? That gets weird because, all right, so this is what you learn if you have two giants in the house.
Right.
The first one hangs out with older kids, so he learns all the older stuff
right.
that his mind ain't quite ready for.
Okay.
You know, the 13-year-olds and you eight, but you decide if a 13-year-old, you don't want to hear about breasts and girls and humping on them at school dances. Mm-hmm. But that's what they come home with. Like, hey, all right, you're just going to be the big kid with little kids. Mm.
So you just had to put them back with the little kids their age.
Yeah,
makes
go
sense.
Ahead, destroy them.
Mm-hmm. My daughters were hella tiny. Hella little, so when bigger girls would be around him, I'd be like, I don't like this, but yeah. With girls, it's like, you can't be like, get your big ass away from my...
Right.
You just gotta absorb whatever's coming.
My daughter, she's the big four-year-old right now. I like it. I like that she goes and she punks other kids. It's great. Yeah. My swing. Get off my swing. She'll just stop them midair. They fly off, drop on, giggle. I go, it's pretty great.
Yeah, my son is super tall, man. Like, he's definitely one of the tallest in his class.
How old is he now?
He's eight now.
Dang, that happened so fast. It seemed like you had your baby yesterday, bro.
I could still see the birth, you know what I'm saying? Like, in 4K. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could still... Yeah, he just turned eight, February 12th. Just had a little birthday, man, on Super Bowl Sunday, y'all.
Oh, dang. Yeah, oh, okay. That was my mama's birthday, February 12th.
Oh, yeah. Same birthday. Yeah, hey, Aquarius. Yeah. Aquarius.
What kind of party? You had a Super Bowl party for him? Or
no,
just...
I did a... that'd be crazy. He could handle it. Yeah, yeah. He's like drinking with the adults.
Yeah.
His first birthday, he walked over and grabbed somebody's tequila and took a little sip. And then when everyone started panicking, then he was fast asleep. Oh. Took a little sip, realized I don't know what, he didn't like it. But no, we did took him to go see to this like video game arcade bar.
Oh, dope.
And then I got him that the Oculus, the VR joint, and I put it in the dryer in my house, and I was like, hey, so go check the dryer. I need you to get, can you go get some laundry out the dryer for me? I need some help with it. And he's like, he's playing Fortnite. He's like, he looks at me like, come on, man. You see when I'm about to get this number one victory right here. I was like, come on, I really need your help right now, man. So he goes to the dryer, opens it, looks at me like, immediately hugs me, starts crying. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And that dumb. Made me tear up.
It made you tear up?
Too.
Yeah.
Made me tear up. Well, made me tear
you
up real
surprise.
Fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, yeah, he loved it. Because he'd been asking for it for a minute, and I just kept hitting him with the, we'll see, man.
What that thing
we'll
hit see. For?
You can get the 128 gigabyte for like $400, and then there's another one for like $500, more space, 256 gigs. But he's really
penny.
Good with his technology, and he's really good. Like, I put the controller in his hand when he was like three. You know, I'm a big gamer, so
right.
It's like, so he's been around video games. He understands I treat them with respect, and like, he sees
how
it
works. Also, Oculus like takes the place of a bunch of different things. So you have your video game on it, your TV on it. Your computer, you can look at your YouTube, everything all in one spot. Your social media.
Yeah, it's cool. I can do my own damn thing because he's behind the Oculus. I can go light up a blunt.
No, oh, yeah. I had to hold your brain.
No, but you could really, like, you know, they really, he be in there. You know, granted, it's like you don't want them to be in there too long because he come out looking all, like he's getting used to reality again when he comes out.
You said you put the controller in his hand at three.
Like damn near 3 years old.
I ain't been to hell with a book. Put the controller in his hand.
Oh, he had a book too.
My daughter ain't got no. But my daughter learned how to read off the iPad. She's,
oh, for real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's good with tech too.
She's good with tech.
It's important, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, like honestly, it's like I understand parents don't want to keep their kids away from the media and all that. But when you really look at the direction that society is going, they have a curve on everyone else if they understand technology.
Yeah. Oh, nowadays, it's mandatory.
Like, it's like mandatory. Silly. Like, oh, I'm not gonna let them play those computer video games. Yeah. Like, you're lunching. Like, you're wild if you're not doing that.
Right. Yeah, my daughters was whack with technology. I mean, they washed their Nintendo DS. I was like, you little mother.
They washed it in the dishes.
Clean. It was dirty. I just said, you know what? That's your last goddamn anything electronic.
That, what do you think the DS stands for? That dish thing.
Wash it, bro. I was like, all right, I got you.
I mean, Izzy, we be gaming, bro. We be gaming. We read books. We tell stories. You got to. You can do it all with those, man.
Right. Yeah. I just beat Kirby, right?
Yep, we beat Kirby. We're about to start this other game. Well, when I get back, I got
what's Kirby? Is that the little fat pink guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. It's really good because it's really easy for kids, but also just problem solving, bro. And exactly. Then just being like, she was so proud that she beat it. And she was like, I did it. And I was like, because she wanted to give up. You know, she wanted to quit.
Oh, they be wanting to quit so fast.
Oh, so fast. It's challenging, but you gotta try again. You gotta figure it out.
Oh, she's it's a lot of good little lessons,
you know, in those and with playing. And it's just the bonding you do. She cried after a real scene. Oh, wow. She was like for real crying. It's like, and games aren't the same, bro. It's not just Mario. These things come with some real stories now.
They be having writers and voice actors. And it's funny because I legit like had that conversation with my son, like, in my day, we used to walk 14 miles. I was talking about old Super Mario Brothers. Like, in my day, we had to go through 8 worlds without a save.
No save.
No save. In my day, you had 1 mushroom and a flower. That's all they gave you. And maybe a star if they were very generous. But other than
now
that.
You die,
remember when you figured out,
right,
like,
never-ending
lives? You was like, oh, snap.
That was dope.
Yeah, this is fire. I'm playing all day.
Yeah, we had a Game Genie or some kind of cheat codes. That changed. But now it's just like, I mean, I got the Harry Potter, the Hogwarts Legacy thing.
Yeah.
And I'd be forgetting.
Yo, Brody.
You don't even have to do anything. You can walk around. And it said, are you sure you want to quit this game? The last save was 10 seconds ago. I was like, I ain't done nothing in 10 seconds, but it auto-saves so fast that like you can.
So you
like,
pick up right where you left off.
Exactly, right where you left off. Power can go out. It just automatically picks
up. You got a PS5?
PS5, yeah. Yeah, I got that.
No, Brody, come on.
Hogwarts Legacy, man. That thing, they put me in Slytherin.
That's
I was so happy too.
My son was like, what do you think would I be in? Would I be in Slytherin?
Oh, yeah. I was so hyped. I was in Slytherin. I swear to God, I said if they put me in some Hufflepuff or one of the whack ones,
Dumbledore.
I was going to throw the game away. Dumbledore is the name of a dude, but we see where you at with it.
Yeah.
I see where you at with it.
Wasn't he in one of them?
No, it's cool though. They got you can make them look like
I stopped playing.
They
games.
Finally have black hairstyles. Like you can
they
modify
braids,
your
dreads,
they got braids,
bros.
Everything.
Oh, really?
And the dreads swing.
Craig,
it's not just like a stiff.
Oh, that's curl.
Yeah, they got all the hair. You like literally make all of us in this room in that game.
You
like,
can give them. You can give them a beard. You can give them a beard.
Everything.
Stuff too?
No, I don't know if you can give them facial hair because they're like 17.
They're like kids.
Right? You can give them facial hair, but I got a red beard. I mean, I got a red, red dreads,
well,
right? I mean, I'm
well,
killing.
If they do,
so
if
you
they
make
do,
Uzi Vert.
If you can give them facial hair and they can get a fat beard, I hope they're using the beard hedger from Manscaped.
Ooh.
You see how smooth I did that, baby?
That was clean.
Breaking news, Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. We've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with this brand new beard hedger pro kit. Mm. Manscaped helped you get the golden rod of a Greek god, and now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed, and conditioned beard. Finally, tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and using the code ISSUES for 20% off, 20%. Plus free shipping. Now, this kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is made easier than ever to craft your signature look. This kit will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf to totally bare. It all starts with the Beard Hedger.
Bro, they just sent me my bed. It comes with the Beard Hedger.
Uh-huh.
And then it has adjustable.
Yeah.
It has up to 10 adjustments. So you can blend your shit in real right. Then they got the oil. So my process is I do the shampoo.
Uh-huh.
Comes with the shampoo. Then you do the conditioner.
Ooh.
After the conditioner, you get the pomade, throw it on there, then a little bit of the oil.
Oh, then Barbershop got, Fresh.
Yeah. And then the new one, which part of the offer is they're going to give you the comb, two-sided comb to comb your beard. They got the brush and they got the scissors, so you keep.
Oh, you
nice
got
and
so
tight.
The whole shebang.
Yeah.
Oh, talk to shit. And that thing is cordless. It's a cordless trimmer. Has rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. With 20 lengths, it's never been so easy to find your signature beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. One stroke?
Dang,
one stroke at a time. The Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, though. It comes with a dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. If the beard shampoo and conditioner... Oh, my bad. It has the beard shampoo conditioner. All your hair is different, and your beard hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why the kit has shampoo and conditioner specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs. That's important because ingrown hairs be all up in my and they're hard to get out, and they hurt. And they replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Cap it off with the beard balm. A pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. The Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. What? A beard brush, like Trey was talking about, a comb, scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress and not stress. Ready to impress and not stress. So go get 20% off and free shipping with your code.
Free.
At manscaped.com. That's code is issues. That's 20% off with free shipping. And use your code at manscaped.com. Code is issues. Yes. Issues is the code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn fool not to get that deal.
With a free gift.
With a free gift.
Three gifts.
20% off. Code is issues. You heard it here first.
Issues.
You can't, man, bro. You got to be a...
You got to be a...
Goddamn fool.
A goddamn fool. Not
oh, talk, come your, on, talk your shit. Talk your shit, Chasmatic. Are there any I got a question. Hold on. But this came from this came from someone else. They wanted me to ask this question. And I hope it's not hella long. He just sent it. Okay. This comes from Marcellus. Listen to this question. It's kind of long, so bear with me. Gang, I got a question. I don't know why I read that part. But after years of fertility issues with me and my wife, we're finally pregnant. We're both so excited. We're both 26 and 23. Together since we were 18. But I have so much anxiety for anything to go wrong. I haven't told my family yet, but I just need some advice on how I should be feeling. I'm so happy, but at the same time, I feel confused about what's to come. I can't explain the feelings in words. Hope you all see this. So what's the question?
He doesn't know how to tell his parents that he has a baby on the way from his high school sweetheart?
I think that's what it is.
And kind of doesn't know what to expect. So it seems like.
What to expect or like what's the...
And you're 20. What? You're 23. Is he in school or something?
We're both 26. We're both 26. Married at 23.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you married?
Been together since we were 18. But I have so much anxiety for having this. I guess he doesn't want the. Oh, she was having fertility issues.
Oh, sounds like a doctor.
He just wants like advice.
He probably
like
wants to make sure. Wants to make sure the baby comes.
Well, yeah, they say you're supposed to wait till after the first trimester to even tell people about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pregnancy. Yeah, we don't know how many months she's pregnant.
Yeah, he didn't say.
Okay.
You working at
I work in OBGYN.
Right. That's a good question for you, Dr. Sneed.
Yes, and I can understand his frustration.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of uterus and
uteri?
Huh?
Uteri?
No.
Uterines.
So I know she had a fertility issue, but it sounds like Craig was saying, once you pass that first trimester, she's pregnant for sure. Once you pass that first trimester, now long as she doesn't have any spotting or any any type of bleeding, the baby is okay. Just make sure she's taking her fertility pills. That's what you want to do to keep the baby healthy and strong, you know, while the baby is still in the placenta.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
How many uteruses have you seen?
Yeah, you sound like you've been down there.
Man, I started my practice. What is it? Is this 23?
Yep.
2018.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Okay. So it's been a few years.
So you're new to it.
I've been in school. I started my own practice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I was already at another facility before that in 2010.
Okay. They're going to be waiting for Sneed when he get home.
Oh, yeah. He's finna Sneed. They're going to be at this door, handcuffs.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You'll never find my practice. So, I'm not in. You can't go to the state board and see Dr. Sneed's name. But yeah, man, she should be okay, man. Just tell her, you know, keep taking the prenatal pills. You know, if she's having some fertility issues, make sure she go to her nearest OBGYN to get that checked out. But you know what, man? I think she'll be okay.
I think what he's asking is when should he announce to his family?
After she's a month.
A month.
After 4 weeks, you should announce it. Now, you can still, a woman can miscarriage up to 6 months.
Oh, snap. Okay.
I've seen it happen.
Chris, like, shit can still go bad.
Yeah, it can still go bad. But, I mean, for the gifts, hair up and throw a baby shower, just in case.
Or you could always keep it as, like, a surprise for everybody until it comes. Because they don't necessarily
That's probably the best route.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I mean, the Brett just announced her pregnancy, yo. Snap. You see that?
Congratulations, Brett. Yeah.
Wait, what? I know it made no
sense. Who's the dad?
I don't know if it was an intravenous or what do they call it? Artificial insemination or something like that?
Introvert.
Because she's with her.
A penis?
Introvertus.
Yeah, intravenous or whatever, because she's with her. The pictures that are posted, she's with her girlfriend. Like, she's, the girlfriend's kissing the belly and all that.
Now, how many months is she?
Oh, she's all the months. She up there. Like, it's like, she's all, I mean, she looked like she, because I saw a picture of her, she's looking a little, you know, a little different, a little like she, you know, was a little thicker.
Right.
A few months ago, I saw this, you know, photo or whatever. It was like she's wearing a, or this video or whatever, you know, looking a little bigger right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, the joint that was released today, whatever.
Yeah, she up there.
Oh, Brad pregnant.
But that's the
pregnant.
Congratulations.
It's a lot of lesbians having kids. So,
that's a for real pregnancy right there. That's that's like full term.
Artificial
right there.
Insemination.
Yeah, that's okay.
Now,
or they might have had a friend.
She's up there. Twins?
Yeah. It's neat. Here's a good question. It's neat. Yes. So, for your expertise.
Yes.
How much does their age, Brad's 48, how much does her age affect the pregnancy? Do you know that?
Oh yeah, that. So, at 48, at that age, that pregnancy can be challenging. Yeah, the older you get, you know what I'm saying. I've delivered babies from women 45 and up, 50 year olds.
Right.
Okay. Yes, and when I say it's challenging, it's hard to push out. A lot of them have emergency C-sections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the baby can be breached. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys don't know what breached is, but breached is when a baby is breached, coming out feet first. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a high-risk pregnancy the older you are. Damn. So,
how many C-sections have you performed?
Woo!
Dr. Chris.
So 2010, I did. 2013. Oof, over 50 C-sections, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And some of them can go bad because, you know, you can have a C-section and you can keep bleeding. And when the bleeding doesn't stop, you have to put a balloon on the uterus to stop the bleeding. Yeah.
Mm. They could just call it a balloon?
It's called a balloon. That's the term that us doctors use.
So in the they be like, hand me the balloon. There's a balloon they tie up.
What do you want? A giraffe? No, I need it for the uterus, man. Oh, my bad. You got a magician doing tricks with the thing.
Somebody said I'm in the thinnest of lines right now. So, hey man, let's keep our prayers open for the Brad.
Yeah, man.
It
could be high risk.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's watching this. If she has any questions, any woman out there 40 and up have any questions on high risk pregnancies?
Please, women, ask Chris Need as many questions as you got.
We're gonna have a segment for when Chris on.
Chris Need 2018 at gmail.com.
It says Chris tightroping, right? He tightrope walking right now.
Dr. Chris Need.
Yeah, next time I'm going to wear my medical stuff. Next time I come in.
Then they believe you a little more, right?
Yeah, because they think I'm playing. I'm going to wear my stuff.
Yeah, come in your scrub.
No hat, though. If you have a hat on backwards, I don't know if I'm going to let you.
No, I'm not. I'm going to wear my hair net, you know.
Oh, wow.
Do everybody at the hospital have to wear scrubs, or do some people just do it to be like, I work at the hospital?
Man, some people just do it. I be seeing janitors wearing scrubs.
That's what I'm saying, a janitor being a scrub.
Them scrubs on four.
Right.
But, you know, my facility, they try to steer away from that. We don't want everybody wearing scrubs because you get a lot of questions from patients.
That's
you
true.
You know what I'm saying? You done asked the dude that all he do is carry utensils back and forth. He got on scrubs.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of patients. Hey, listen, I was having some. Man, he don't know nothing.
Yeah, when you sick, you be like, anybody, help me. Yeah.
Right.
He's like, I work at the Cinnabon downstairs in the lobby. I'm sorry, I know I had the scrubs on, but yeah, this is my badge right here. It's actually, oh no, that's actually just a Cinnabon, a mini bun. Here's my card. It's just
the Cinnabon. Just
in the hospital, who's the, it goes doctor, psychiatric Like who's a
top surgeons?
Surgeon, okay.
Surgeons, you got the surgeons, and then you got it's so many different doctors. Your internal medicine doctors,
oh, yeah.
Family practice doctors. You got pediatric doctors, and all the way down to the RNs, to the LVNs, and yeah, man, you got therapists. It's a lot, you know. Especially at Kaiser, is so many different positions up there.
So oh, yeah, many you got you trauma ward.
Yo, yep. Y'all want your doctor to be like a regular dude who be like, "Hey, what up, fam? So check it, bro. Here's what's going on with your shit."
Would nah, you? No. I need delicacy. I need like, yeah. I need like a. I'm trying to think of a who could just deliver. Like, I need like an Oprah Winfrey to just talk me through whatever.
Yeah, oh, know? Man, because she's going to be like, you got cancer, and you got
cancer. Oh, my God.
You want Oprah?
So who has a more gentle spirit? Now, I'm trying to think, who has a gentle spirit? I need like a...
Yeah. Yeah. I'm more of a gentle spirit. I always keep it professional.
Yeah, I don't want you. I don't want my doctor thugged out.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I do, Chaz. I get you because I want to understand what's coming my way. Don't bullshit.
Yeah,
he's
gonna
me
keep
through.
It real. He's gonna keep it like, look, bro, your insides is fucked up. You got some shit going on, bro. It's crazy, dog. But look,
you say that, but then when you're in the ride home thinking about how he delivered that shit to you, you're gonna keep hearing his voice.
Yeah.
Like, yo, man, your shit's fucked up. Yo, man, your shit's fucked up. Your insides.
Yeah, but if you deal with old people, you know, as you get older, you don't listen to what the doctor say. You be like, oh, I'm gonna take half this pill. If he like, man, you gonna die, nigga. Stop fucking around. All right, I told your ass.
That is kind of true.
You gonna take
still,
it more serious,
bro? I just want you to be.
I just use a little. I
wouldn't
talk.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my pilot to talk to be like, "Hey, motherfucker, we about to land this bitch." Like, I need professionalism. You know what I mean? Like make me feel safe.
Right.
This is your captain speaking. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. I'm gonna try to land this motherfucker, but shit.
Right.
Sit your asses down and buckle your motherfucking seatbelts, bitch. We're gonna see. I'm a little drunk right now. Right. We're gonna figure this out.
Yeah, certain jobs. You want them, hey, man. You're at McDonald's or something at the drive thru. Here go your motherfucking fry. That's cool.
That's where I want my professionalism, especially handling my food. I don't want that.
Man,
no.
I worked at McDonald's, yo, when I was like maybe 19 or 20 or something like that. And I remember I was doing it kind of as a gag. My parents were mad. I wasn't working that summer because I was trying to work at the radio station, but they said I was too young. So they were like, you need to get a job. I was like, I can get a job, but I want some entertainment. So I got a job at McDonald's down the street. Got it within like an hour. I went over there. I was like, hello, I'd like to work here. They're like, you speak English? I was like, yeah. All right, go downstairs for training. I went downstairs, came back home with my visor, my shirt, and everything. My parents were like, they were like, oh, you're being passive aggressive. But I worked the job, and I learned a lot. You know, it was interesting being in that position. But I remember I was speaking, you know, very professionally how I speak. And this brother comes in with like a super, super woke brother. Just a, you know what I'm saying? Like, looks like he runs a poetry slam, you know, face ass dude. Like, he came in and he heard me. I was like, hey, welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you? All right. All righty. A Big Mac. All right. Would you like anything else? No problem. All right. And that will be all for your order. Okay. Your total is $4.72. He looks at me. He's like, my brother. What are you doing here?
I'm showing my parents.
I just say, basically. But I was like, oh, no, I'm in college. I'm just doing this for a summer thing. He's like, it's like he was so pissed off for the whole black race that I was like, he thought I was like a wasted cause or something. You know what I mean? Working at McDonald's. Like, he's like, you got to tell me you were too good for this. I was like, nah, bro, I'm kind of, I want to almost say I'm doing like some undercover boss shit. I'm doing research, you know what I mean? I'm seeing what it's like on the other side.
Bring the cameras out.
Come on.
But bro, it's important for people to have those jobs. I never got hired for a fast food job. I've applied and they probably knew I was going to be in there stealing and eating, but not the It gives you a good appreciation because you see how hard those jobs are, bro. And the people who come in, mostly you're dealing with assholes. More than
assholes, yeah, bro.
It's crazy. But it makes you want to appreciate, you know, so much more when you actually do that job. Like, if you ever had a waiter job, you really respect. And you know what I mean? Like, you do that work and you get it.
You get the other side. You get how to speak to them. And you realize, you can get extra shit if you're just nice to them. Yo.
Starbucks workers are the most professional. I love them. Starbucks, man, you got it. Every time You asked for something.
I forgot they said that.
Every time. Hey, can I get a large caramel frap? You got it.
No problem.
It's so nice.
Chris is spelled with K. Right. Is that for Chris, right? Chris? Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think I beg to differ that Chick-fil-A employees are the nicest humans. Nicer than some priests, some nuns, Chick-fil-A employees. When I hear that, my pleasure, my day is made.
In and out.
They meet you at the end of the driveway.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I didn't even got to wait in line.
Yeah, oh my God. Nice. When you ask, because come on, let's be real. There's places you say, can I get some more sauce? Can I get like two more sauce?
They stare you down.
They get pissed off.
They stare you down.
This nigga wants all the sauce now.
Yeah.
Oh, another sweet, hot chili? You know, another sweet. What's that Popeye sauce that's so coveted? The sweet is like hot. Sweet heat. That's sweet heat, man.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A got the sauce outside.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, they spare nothing on. Yeah. Here you go.
Would you like another creamy ranch or a Polynesian? You got it.
Perhaps a hand job, my pleasure.
In-N-Out be nice. They be nice. There's some nice cats over there. You know,
In-N-Out's nice too.
Oh yeah, In-N-Out's nice.
Yeah, they charge you though for the sauce.
Yeah.
They only got two sauces, ketchup and animal sauce.
Well, they only and that's you got to get, like, they don't have that on the side.
It's on the secret menu.
Yeah. But In-N-Out is simple, ketchup and mustard.
It's only three burgers, a double-double, a single, and
Chick-fil-A get you every. They got sauces you ain't never heard of.
Yeah.
They bring out the shoebox open golden.
He'd be like, oh, I'm Polynesian.
We haven't even released this one yet. This is called moon sauce. We make this on the moon.
Right? Bro, delicious.
It's so good. Yeah, that Polynesian sauce.
You got another question, DC? Are there questions in the... Do people have the...
I thought there were some questions up there. Some questions in there, man?
I can't see any. I can't see the chat at all.
I thought I saw like one or two.
So how can we ask Brody what he was doing there and the customers... Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, why the customers asking me what I'm doing there. He's also ordering food at McDonald's. So what are we both doing there, I guess?
But I've worked, when I loaded luggage, I'll get people all the time who was like, yo, you could be, what are you doing here? I get that because they're like, you're too smart to be loading luggage. Like, I get when people ask you that, but I'm like, do you have a job for me? And they're like, no. Well, all right, then get your shit on.
And a lot of times when someone's somewhere, for the most part, you could tell this is not all they do. Mm-hmm. You're like, he got something, to, you know. When you're in an Uber make it very
That's
clear.
That's what I was about to say. Some of those pushy Ubers are like, so by the way, this isn't all I do. I'm actually a music producer, a singer, a songwriter, I act, I host, I direct, and I have a channel. And I also have a product. You want to try some of that?
They tell you, bro. You'd be like, okay, just drop me off.
Jesus Christ. The ride be only have 2 minutes,
yo. Have you been in the Uber where somebody's playing their own music the whole time?
Oh, my God, man.
Yep.
You have?
Yep.
I never have.
It was cool, too.
One of those, that's me. That's me, niggas. One of
he, was, that's me. He was trying to play stuff he thought I liked.
Hey, that's me. He's trying to play what?
Stuff he thought I liked.
I don't like, bro. I don't like that.
I can't stand it either.
I don't like when I get in the car. I like, because if y'all know me, I love my indie rock and my alternative music. Mm-hmm.
So when the automatically assume when I hop in and it's on hip hop that you just looked at my picture. Yep. If you don't look like you play hip hop.
Right.
If you just, I'm just like, I don't
know. I've gotten that a lot.
You're not fitting in. Because I might vibe to what you playing.
Yeah, for real. I might rather hear a podcast about a murder documentary. Right. You know what I mean? Maybe you just assuming.
That's why it's important to be yourself.
Yeah, man.
At all times.
You should pick somebody else and just play your own comedy album the whole time. Just keep it on loop.
This guy funny.
But you got to talk in a different voice so they don't recognize. You don't blow your cover. Okay. You know? They like in the car, like, hey, for Jonathan. All right, come on, Jonathan.
My favorite comedian. That's Brandon Brody. You've never heard of him?
Y'all Uber before? Hilarious. Have you Ubered?
Yeah,
he's Uber.
I did. I Ubered. Lyft.
For real?
Oh, hell yeah.
And I used to listen to, when I would do it, I would listen to, what you call it? I would literally listen to the True Crime Garage, my little murder, you know, podcast, murder documentaries.
Yeah.
And then I'd play like light jazz or classical for them. Because I found that classical was the only music that no one would ever have a problem with if it was on. If it was like, I remember what I used to play comedy just out my regular radio, you know, speakers. And then I remember some woman came in and was like, can you please change this?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it
was
offended. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was like too offensive. And then you play like some rap or whatever. They're like, can you turn it down?
Right.
Or you play some rock. They're like, can you play something else? I played classical. No one would compete with that. And it was actually like, it would set the tone that it was a peaceful environment. So like, if there was a rowdy group getting the whip, it's like they hear that Furry Lease, that Moonlight Sonata. They put
their guns, up.
They
and
put
be
their
like,
guns up. You know what, Beethoven? You got it. You got it. You got it. You know, Symphony number 5, you got it.
We
you
was
got
about
it.
To go kill a nigga. But.
Yeah, we was really. But then that.
Did you used to get a lot of requests from people?
Nah, I wouldn't let. If you try to plug in to my stuff, I'd be like, oh, no, I don't even got the adapter for the exact phone you need. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even got that,
oh,
man.
I hated that. Oh, mm-hmm. I hated that. I hated it. Oh, I hated when they wanted to play their stuff from there because then they have to touch. Because then they don't, especially when they just sync up their Bluetooth because you say you don't have the cord, they try to sync up the Bluetooth. And then half the ride, they're trying to figure it out. They're touching your radio.
Yeah, I ain't doing
and
no,
I don't
yeah.
like that. I don't like that at all.
I'm doing all that extra
Get
stuff.
Get your hands off my.
I'm too bougie. I'm only Uber. Lyft, y'all got roaches. I'm cool.
Hilarious.
Especially during COVID, you get in there, they're trying to put up their rinky dink plastic to separate.
Yeah. I was like, the nerve of y'all.
Get on over
would y'all
there,
sit Lyft. In the front seat or would you go straight to the back seat?
Oh, I'm always to the back.
I'm always in the back. Yeah. Because then I don't, usually I don't want to talk to my driver, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like if you sit in the front, then you kind of, hey man,
they be
like,
talking.
Yeah, no, they be throw. I press. Sometimes you get the option quiet preferred. I press quiet preferred on my thing, and my driver was talking his ass off, and I was like, yo, did it not go through? I put if you don't want him to talk, you could pick the temperature in the car. Or whatever, you cool, whatever, or yeah. And you can be like, quiet preferred is like, I don't want to talk at all.
Yeah.
And my driver was yappity, yap, yap, yap.
He's like, he probably felt kind of like, oh, this asshole, you know, I'm going to talk my ass off. Because you want a quiet preferred? Well, I prefer to talk today.
Right, bro.
I had one dude who was telling me too much information. He was like, yeah, I'm a Syrian refugee. And if I go back to my country, they'd kill me.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, that's crazy. Like, there are people looking for me right now. I was like, what the fuck?
He's like the guy from that movie. My enemies are after me. Remember that guy that was scamming all those women? Do y'all watch that documentary? There was this imposter dude that was catfishing all these women, bro.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, I need more money, baby. My enemies are after me.
He was flying and stuff.
Yeah,
I seen that.
Is that the Tinder swindler?
The Tinder swindler, yeah.
That's he was cold for that.
Man.
He was getting for big bucks, right?
She was like, baby, I only have 30,000. I just need 29,000, okay? My enemies are after me. Please, baby, I love you so much. I love you, baby. 29.
Wait, was he even, of course he was having sex with him and sleeping with him, right? Or he was
mouthpiece. It was more, he was doing that. He was really dating these women.
Okay.
Yeah, they loved him too. The Tinder swindler.
The Tinder
is what
swindler,
it
was.
Yep.
Was it all older ladies?
It was just, like, I think it was just naive white women.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he had a type.
Yeah. I didn't think I saw him. No, because, you know, I didn't see him with no sister, man.
No.
And it's funny because I wonder what would happen.
Oh, yeah. Black women ain't falling for
sisters
that.
Sisters
yeah.
ain't even got the bread.
Chris, go get it.
I'm sorry.
They ain't giving it up like that, though. Women don't just give tens of thousands of dollars away. That is not in the black book.
I think she
and if dude. The nah heck nah ain't not even women black women ain't giving that up like
no
that.
My mama friend gave $10,000 she dude called and said that he worked for Bank of America and they was trying to do something with her account and you should take the $10,000 and send this lady 58 years old sent that man $10,000
bro. Man hell, heavens no
crazy.
The Tinder swindler.
The Tinder swindler.
How they catch him? They start comparing stories. Women had to start comparing stories.
It was something. Yeah, something.
Somebody posted on Twitter.
I think he's still out there.
He out. Yeah. And then they came out with a documentary of a woman getting money. This white woman doing that.
Oh, Abby or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, she was getting dudes.
Her stuff was.
She's doing what happens.
She was making it seem like she was a millionaire already. Yeah. And something. Yeah. Crazy.
And putting herself in the hobnob communities and all that.
Snap.
So they just assumed like she had it going for herself, you know?
How she looked? What was her?
I don't know what she looked like.
Average, normal.
Was the Tinder swindler, did he really do
anything
illegal?
No tales from a crip looking.
Did he work? Did he work?
She looked decent enough for,
Yeah.
What'd you say, Chad?
I said, did he really do anything illegal? Like lying and asking for money to women, that's wrong. But did he do anything?
I know. How is that an offense, huh?
They do anything illegal.
When you now that you say
is
something,
is it considered fraud or something? Depending on what he is, if he is just asking for loans, I think that's all right. But if he was lying to him.
Well, yeah, but you can lie to anybody.
But no, he was using like I think he was doing something like putting credit cards in their names and stuff like that.
Oh, he was getting them on that tip. That's fraud. Like that.
Yeah,
that's illegal. But if it was just if it was just cash to hand, that's fair game.
Hey, that's on you, baby. Man. That's you loan me the money. Right.
Did Nicole Murphy get got for like $10 million?
Who?
Nicole Murphy. Didn't she get got for like $10 million?
$10 million
after her divorce. And she somebody got money, her? Somebody got her. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
City boys up.
I had a girl try to sue me at my job. She gave me, I got a DUI, she gave me $2,000. And I said, yeah, once I get a commercial, I give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't booked one. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
So she was talking about she going to take me to court. I'm like, but you gave me the $2,000.
Oh, she gave? That's fair game.
Yeah. Man, but you said.
Hand-to-hand combat right there. Yeah.
Tell her you'll give her a free uterus balloon.
Yeah.
And this one's on me.
The first balloon on me.
Oh, somebody said larceny. Is that the crime? Larceny?
Larceny? I think so.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking of arsony. I was like, ain't that when they light shit on fire?
Yeah. Arson.
Very different crimes. I don't know. You got another question in there somewhere?
He left us here.
No,
he
no other questions there. In there somewhere. There are, yeah, we got some. Hold on, Amir's gonna pull it up.
What you got, Amir?
Oh, there it is. Let me put on my bifocal so I can read it. And this is coming from Nana P. What's up?
I don't know. I don't know if I would take that much
money.
What's
up, Nana P?
Yeah.
2000?
All right, this question is coming from Nana P. If you had to have a choice to be extremely ashy at all times, neck down, KD ash, or have a bad hairline, no do-rags, hats, etc., to get your dreams, but have to stay that way. Which one?
Mm. Ashy, easy.
Mm. Oh, no, man. You don't want to be ashy where you go.
There's a lot of famous people with bad hairlines, though.
But you can fix your bad hair. Like, you can spray a bad hairline with some of that barber spray.
She says stay that way.
But now, is it KD Ash or KD Ash on his head? Because he's also got an ashy ass head.
Dang.
Oh, that KD.
Ashy, bro. You're taking the ash over. Like, I don't have a problem with the bald head. Being ashy, bro, that affects multiple things, bro.
But no, that not bald head, things. Bad hair. Bad if hair. Your hairline start where that thing behind you that's keeping the window up, if your hairline start back there, Jasmine, would you be okay
bald,
with that?
Did she say bald also somewhere?
No,
it's bad hairline.
No do-rags, no hats.
You don't even get the choice to be bald.
You can't even hide it. We ain't putting no hats on.
Nope.
You got to take it.
Back there.
I would do.
That's different.
You know what? I'm taking ashy because you can still be cute.
I got a button up on you.
But if you ashy, you look like you made of rocks. You know what I'm saying? You just look
like the thing.
Yeah, you look.
You got to explain that before you're about to get on. You got to be like, look, babe, I'm about to take off my clothes, but I'm ashy as hell. And I have to be.
But I done seen bad hairlines stop women in mid convo. Like when they talking, they be like, "Oh."
But then again, it depends on how it depends on the circle. You could go to an artsy community, and it's like it becomes a trend now.
The hairstyle,
bad,
right?
Bad hairline, yeah. Like when Kanye did that.
Of course, Jefferson
dumb shit.
Did it.
Yeah. When
he made a whole career out of it. He had the cul-de-sac for 50 years.
That's true. He did.
So y'all ain't never felt cute, ashy.
Hell yeah, in the morning. Morning sex always be ashy.
Yeah, when I all right, so we got to actually compliment it with this because you're ashy as fuck, but your hairline is fantastic at all times. You know what I'm saying? You got to say it like that.
I'm a dude that go to the barber every Thursday, so yeah, I got to.
Sneak going with that hairline.
Yeah, I'm going with the hairline.
I might go with the hairline. I might be ashy,
ashy
with the hairline.
Now, look at this. I got a couple of things.
But your hands are ashy all the time, right? So you're just wearing gloves everywhere?
Nah, ain't no hiding. She said ain't no hiding.
Hey, ash hurt. I'm going with the hairline. Ash could get hurt.
It's
shit all cracking.
Man, I just keep washing my hands.
Ash
could be bad because if you just go like this with your hands, you could feel tears slowly happening.
Yeah, then after a while, you get the little eczema, the little alligator marks. Yeah.
Can't even do
that. That's a real medical condition.
Detriment to your health, for real.
That's eczema for the most part.
Your dry skin, you look old as hell by the time you're like 50.
Yeah.
But how often are we accidentally ashy? Just on GP. You know what I mean? You always look ashy.
There's many ashy days when I used to be at the swimming pool when I was a kid. You know, you get out the pool, you be extra ashy.
That's different though. But you go, I need to go lotion. You feel that. You feel it. You feel when your body tight. You feel all that.
To be honest, if I'm not leaving the house, I might not put lotion on. A lot of times, I'd be ashy.
I don't hit my legs all the time.
Yeah.
If you're wearing pants, you're like, oh, I just got to do ankles and feet.
Yeah.
What is it about? Like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like if I'm really doing something, like. I feel like I'm really going to a fancy event. If I lotion my entire body,
yeah, bro,
it's like, ooh, we going to a nice restaurant tonight. Yeah. It really be a special occasion.
Y'all don't lotion your entire bodies every day?
No.
Nah, man. Definitely not my legs.
Nah, I definitely don't hit my legs every day.
If I ain't leaving the house, really no.
You hit your legs every day?
Every day.
So you lean forward, you put your leg up on something.
You put your leg up.
You put your leg up on something, you lean
on
forward.
On the bathtub. He got his leg up on the toilet. That's what you do, Chad?
Every day you doing that? We doing it every day.
That means you put your leg up every day.
That means he puts the toilet seat back down until you hear the doom.
I sit on my bed, and I put my fat leg on top of the other one.
You be leaning back, feet up in the air.
Because there ain't really no cool. I think that's the other thing, too. But there's really no best way to really lotion your legs up.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You ain't reaching all parts of your legs on just the knee up.
What are you talking about?
No, but I'm talking about to even get your ankles.
You got
to
bend over.
What you doing? You
bend over and get your ankles.
You just hit your thigh. I hit my thigh sitting down.
Blurry, bro, you're not that big, bro. You're not that big.
I'm tall, man.
We're not saying there's something wrong. We're saying you do this daily. So you bend over daily naked.
And you see, I bend over daily naked and I lube myself up.
Baby, close the door. Close the door.
How you get your back, Chaz?
How you get your back?
My back is dry as fuck. I put the lotion on my bed and I lay on it.
It's like a slip and slide. You have to slide across. You just put lotion on it.
The only way I can get it.
He lays on his back.
Has anybody lotion their back?
I've done it a couple times.
I had girlfriends that used to try, and I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a massage.
You
thing,
wash
you know?
Your back though?
I don't even wash my back. My back stinks.
I got it.
You can't get your whole back. You can get the certain parts.
Nah, girl put me on to the washing your back. They got this thing. It's like a.
It has the little beads.
It's like an exfoliator thing that you can just go like this, and it's easy. It's like, you remember how Bugs Bunny used to shower?
Yeah,
you just hit that, and it hits everything.
Chaz does it with a washcloth.
Got the
he showed us.
You just get it back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I needed that. I didn't know. But yeah,
you use a washcloth. That's it.
I'm with you, Chaz.
Y'all
lotion
use separate
my legs.
Towels for one for your ass and one for everything else.
Yeah, I don't. I only my face towel is only for my face, but I use what's that thing called?
The loofah.
Yeah, I use that, and I get rid of that every 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I don't use it.
The loofah don't be good for the butt though.
Not for the butt and the balls. No, you gotta get in there. It just be leaving scratch stains.
What do I use? Because I use a loofah.
Because the towel's to get your butt and your balls good, you know?
I don't loofah every loofah day. Is like, loofah is to help get like loose skin off and stuff, so I do that maybe twice a week.
Loofah just makes stuff soapy, like it act like it's doing the job.
It's like when you get the car wash, you know how the things be dragging on you, but then you see the dirt streaks later. So, that's what loofah do.
So y'all don't use the loofah for the butt, the balls and stuff? Y'all use a towel
washcloth and I use my hands for my face.
I actually do use the loofah for that, but I'll just face wash. Like I use my hands for my face and then I just air dry it. And then I use a loofah, but you know maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Y'all missing spots, bro.
I'm missing spots.
Loofah all see through and
no, but then I have the other thing the that really exfoliates. It's like a long. I can't. It's like almost like imagine a scarf that you put in your bathtub in your shower.
Okay,
it's like a
but
scarf.
It's scrapey
but it's,
though.
But it's like that same loofah material. It's literally loofah material, but like a scarf.
Where'd you get it from? Those be hard to find sometimes.
Target, because you know what?
Kind of like something at Bath and Body Works.
Yeah,
because when you go in, you're probably looking for it, like just a scarf hanging. It comes in like a folded up pack.
They get tricky with it. Yeah.
Just ask one. You're gonna have to ask someone for real. Because right. I don't know how. I definitely didn't find it on my own. I didn't even
What's
know how
called?
To describe it. To
actually, go on Amazon.
I'm not calling it what it is. I don't know what it is. It's like a loofah scarf. It's a, you know.
You type that on Amazon, they'll find it for you. Loofah scarf. Be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, so, I don't know. What, have one. Please chat. Help out with that one.
So y'all don't really use the loofah like for the butt and butt?
Nah, the loofah don't get in there all that good.
Nah, I use the washcloth.
Washcloth really get in there.
Oh. And I use white washcloths because I need them to be a little stained to know it's working.
You want
to
see it coming off. Loofah, you don't get the... Loofah's always colorful.
All my washcloths are gray.
Pink.
You can't see a damn thing.
You can't see the damage.
But it feels soapy. I feel
it feels good. Like it's doing something.
I'm like, damn, I got too much soap on me.
Yeah, it's just soap. nothing like a washcloth.
It's an African bath net.
I don't know. That might be a racist joke.
I don't know, man.
African bath net. He's going to get his hands up.
That's where they catch mosquitoes in. Yeah.
He's talking about. He's just making up stuff.
I don't know what that thing is, Nana. Not the...
I'm mad y'all don't wash lotion your legs every day. I'm really talking
about
it.
Chaz, I'm with you. But I don't put lotion. I'm a body butter dude now.
Oh, body butter?
Any kind of shea butter? Like shea butter?
Shea butter. Yeah, shea butter. Shea no, actually, good. Body butter in the container, and I got to do this.
Oh, you be smelling like kiwi strawberries and stuff?
Well, I'm using mango right now. And boy, you be soft, smooth. Yeah, I do all that body butter.
I start using the shea butter, but you gotta heat it up in your hands.
Or what I do is I do a little mixture of coconut oil.
Coconut oil is fire.
With the shea butter. Mm. Not shea, yeah, with the shea.
Shea butter.
It softens it.
Mm-hmm. Women like soft body dudes. Not in the sense of my body, but in the sense of soft bodies.
No, I would go off to guess that most women like a man to feel like a man.
I mean, because like my wife, she don't like the callous hands, so I got to wear gloves in the gym, which I feel like a whole bitch because I got gloves on in the gym, right?
Nah, but I feel like I can lift harder with the gloves.
Hey, we all lift with gloves, right?
Yeah, if you bench pressing, you got gloves on.
Yeah,
I never used gloves before, but then your hands would get all callous, you know what I mean? Like,
I used to have like little black
working,
dots
but,
on them.
Yeah.
I had to get rid of that. I had to shave them with razor blades.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the exfoliating washcloth.
If you use a regular shaver, like a beard shaver, and go across the callus, it makes your hands smooth again. Makes them soft so you can touch your lady and you can lift weights.
Well, I haven't did any manual labor in a long time. So.
You're welcome. I'm checking my
like, not like y'all do construction work.
I used to get them from driving.
Microphone callus hands right there.
Yeah. Crazy, I cut the grass yesterday, man.
My hands always soft. It's that body butter.
Y'all good at like fixing stuff, man. Like you know.
Oh yeah, I used to work for DirecTV. I used to hang TVs on the wall.
Oh damn.
But yeah, I did a lot of manual labor before I jumped in the.
Yeah, my dad taught me pretty early age, like just like what each tool is, and made sure I knew what the name of them were. You know, I literally had to help my homie the other day fix a like switch a flat out. You know, we were leaving someplace, and there was a girl in front. I was in the back, and then he was like, I think I got a flat. I'm about to call AAA. I was like, man, we can do this.
Yeah.
I was like, we can do this. Yeah, but switching out the tire and all that, like he was driving a Maserati. So that was my only like take that I was like, okay, I ain't never changed the tire on a Maserati, but we ended up doing it. You know? What jack we use?
Yeah.
They had the one of the ones you had to kind of twist.
Ooh,
it.
Oh, that's
so
the
it's like
worst.
You would think a Maserati. You could just talk jack. To it, change tire.
You would imagine so. Like, because I prefer the Yadamines. Yeah. You know, those are stellar. This one was the.
Oh, that's
you
gotta, the little
we
one
had to put
comes
the other
car.
The hook wrench thing into it and twist it around, man.
It worked.
I built the house. Not a house, my daughter's little dream, but it was work. The little Barbie dream house.
Oh, that stuff.
But no, but it was work.
Plumbing? No plumbing.
How big was
it? No, I haven't done plumbing. No,
you know, in the dream house when you built it. Some dads be going overboard with it. Yeah, we added an extra bedroom to this. We
go and flush something. That right there. Go and take a shit. Go ahead.
Well, we got a light on there. We got electricity on there. It took 3.5 hours. I did it in two, but they said it was going to take 3.5. I did it in two.
I did it in two.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
Because he didn't add plumbing.
Yep.
<'Cause he didn't. laughs> All right, we got another question. T. Rose has a question. Can you scroll up a little bit in the mirror if you can, broski?
T. Rose.
They want us to answer T. Rose's question with exclamation marks. So it must be a good one. It better be a good one with all this hoopla y'all causing. All right. Oh, here we go. What's up, T. Rose? What's something you passed on professional and now regret not going through with? Oh, for me, that's easy. I remember they gave when Insecure first came out, I got offered like a role. Like I didn't even have to audition for it or nothing. I forgot which role it was, but I got offered a role and like just come here. You're in this show or whatever. And I didn't do it because I had to go to I was at a family reunion in Mississippi. Dang. And I didn't want to leave my daughters. And I regret not leaving their little asses there. You know what I mean? Like I regret, like, damn, I could have just went there and
what, no audition?
No audition. These... It was and this was first season one. Mm-hmm. Like before they knew what it was gonna be or whatever, season one or whatever. And I just couldn't do it. I was a dad. I didn't leave Ivy and they. I should have left their asses. I do be regretting it. I should have left.
You should have left.
Yeah, because it wasn't like I was leaving. I was leaving with my mom, with family. But I just was like, I'm always doing stuff. I'm always traveling. I brought them here on this family reunion. I don't want to be the one that's got to leave again.
Should have left.
I should have been out.
I be loves Insecure. I was like,
They be like, Dad, you stupid. Now I be like, they be calling me. I be like, I remember that shit. And now I know. Now I'm whatever it come to for career wise, I'm out.
I would have to say school. Gave up on school to work. Mm-hmm. I seen them checks and was like, I don't need that.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm like, oh. Now I be thinking about, I'm going to go back to school. Mm-hmm. Then I see a check and be like, I don't need that. But school probably.
You got any regrets before you started being a doctor comedian?
You know what? I was supposed to do warm-up on the show. But then, you know... I had too many pap smears that week, and I passed up on it.
Yeah. What
and
show?
I was supposed to do warm up. Raven. That's so Raven.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said that the guy they were using, they was getting ready to let him go.
Oh, that'd have been a fact check.
And you didn't want to show up all pap smeary smelling.
Yeah, with balloons in my pocket. So I passed up on that. I'm mad. Now the show ain't even on no more, man.
But they had a good run.
They had a great run.
They had a good run, yeah.
It had such a good run that there's now Raven's house. You know what I'm saying? Like she's a mom and has her own family now where she's like the mom figure.
And you'd have still been out there.
I would have still been out there,
still
man.
Working. Yeah.
Because Walmart's pay, they pay bread.
They pay bread.
Yeah. No, Lewis Dix.
Yeah, Brody.
Yeah,
Alex Thomas.
I'd say maybe not taking social media as seriously early on. You know,
I
like I wasn't as consistent. I knew like I was doing vines and all that, but I didn't have an iPhone, so I just kind of was like, you know, I'm not. I guess around the time I was doing the experiment BET show, I was like, I don't need social media. I'm already on television. And then you realize shows be ending, and then you go back to your following and all my other people's millions.
Skyrocket,
and it was easier to grow your following than it is now.
Yeah.
Way easier.
Like, I remember that Vine hit, bro.
Remember that? Remember
with
that?
Batch and them and
Jahan. I was doing it all, but then I got a TV deal and was like, this is where I wanted to be anyways, you know, who needs social media? But I would have been happier to have
the fan base and following.
So that's why it's like now I'm like hitting it harder. You know what I mean?
You're killing it too right now. You're dropping your stuff in fire lately, bro.
Appreciate it.
I like Brody out here acting up.
Mm-hmm. I stopped listening to everybody else. You know.
When you say that, what do you mean?
I was taking into consideration too many other people as opposed to just doing it myself. So I was asking for critique on what do you think about this skit? What do you think about this sketch? What do you think about this? Rather than just trying to make myself laugh. And then I was also depending on having other people in my stuff. So if people be like, oh, Brody, I can't do it tomorrow. I can't do it
slow
this
production
day.
Now.
So now it stops all production. So now I'm just like, well, the day I was going to put something out, I can't do it now. So I just really, really think about things that don't require anybody else that make me laugh.
Right.
And that's the thing. That's where I'm starting to kind of unlock, like, all right, you know. And then also not even looking at, like, other people's stuff and thinking, I have to do this. I have to do this type of skit. Just do what I think is funny and stay consistent in that. Literally create my own lane. You know what I mean?
Yep, right.
And that's what's
been the makes total sense.
Yeah.
That was a good question, T-Rose. I'm sorry for
Wait, we didn't hear Chaz.
Oh, my bad, Chaz, Maddie. Oh, I forgot. He's kind of not here.
I thought he was frozen.
Oh, I regret everything. I've done everything wrong for a long time, and all of it I regret.
Yeah.
So I regret everything up until...
Anything in specific?
Lotion his legs. And
all of it. Just,
I feel you, bro.
I've done everything differently.
Yeah. There was way more I had to say, but
yeah.
How much time you got?
Right. All of it is the answer. I regret all
everything.
Of it. Yep. But good ass question, though.
Yeah, that was mm-hmm. a fire question.
Oh, great.
Good job. Any mm-hmm. more questions in there? Y'all cooking with the questions today. Yeah, what y'all got?
I got in there.
Oh, Celeste Ray. What up, Celeste? Celeste said, if you had a whole day to do whatever you want, what would you do?
Okay.
Whole day.
But does the day start when you get to your destination? Because that, if I have to take a 17-hour flight to get there.
Yeah, I think reasonably we factor the travel part out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Whole day.
Unless you enjoy that
part. Skip the flight. You skip the flight on this imaginary question.
I would go to China. Never been there. I always heard about it.
What are you doing for the day? You got 24 hours. What are you doing?
Man,
I'm going. Go to the airport?
No, I'm going to walk the city. I'm going to... I heard they have great like hiking trails.
Wait, you said the whole country. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to go to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Yeah, now I got the image. Hong Kong.
Now yeah, maybe skip to Beijing later. First, we'll start in Hong Kong. We'll go see some hair in Beijing later. But no, when I heard about when Chris Tucker and a bunch of guys from LA went to Hong Kong to film, they came back with such amazing stories about how nice and clean it was. Besides the smell, they're like, it's something you want to see.
Experience.
What you doing, Brody?
I would want to, if I could, mine would probably be like some kind of like tropical location.
Oh, definitely.
And I would want to just probably just like where it's just like maybe like a Mykonos or like a Fiji or something like that. Uh-huh. And just literally just like be surrounded by like an ambiance, you know, people partying, having this stuff. But I'm just writing. I'm able to just write and like, and I'm tapped in on writing, you know, some like maybe script or some material even.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting to know the people there and then performing that night.
In the show.
You know, in the show. And then maybe we're filming or something like filming. I'm there on location, you know.
Oh, so it'd be getting the check.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like I would like it to be like a day of like work, but then also a day of relaxation.
You sure you want
to
work, bro?
Yeah, I like to in a different location, man. That's fun for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you know, unless I'm going to a concert, like it's a Coachella type of thing, you know, I like going to different locations and filming, man.
Oh, you might want to
you
go
do
to
that
the,
now.
You might want to go to the Thailand Coachella they're about to do.
For real?
Yeah. A bunch of groups are going
I would
out
love
there
to
too.
Go to that. Yeah.
On Thailand?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be
if it's everything he just said.
Yeah.
What you doing, Chaz?
I'm going to go to like the Maldives or something, right? And then I'm going to take my family and I'm going to leave them there. Okay, and then I am going to go play video games the whole day somewhere. And that's it. I'm gaming the whole day, butt naked in my hotel room, surrounded by cheesecake.
Food, yeah, hell yeah.
My great day.
Snead, what you fooling with?
I am going to play in the NBA. So okay. That's been one a dream day of mine. Yeah,
someone bro going for 100 that day.
Yeah, I'm getting up. We got practice or whatever. Media day. We taking pictures.
Yeah,
and it's sold out, man. Starting bro, point guard.
Yeah.
Now you're coming
which
in
team
with jerseys.
Wait, which team?
Yeah.
I'm playing for the Lakers. Oh, I grew up in Inglewood, so I'm playing for the Lakers.
And you start.
What if you can only play for the Clippers?
Can.
Would you go?
If I can only play for the Clippers, I'm going. I have
still
to
going
be in the NBA. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What if you had to play for Boston? You still going?
Yes.
Dang. Yep, I'm going, Chaz.
See, because with the Lakers, he's going sacrificing in the playoffs. With the other team,
that's okay.
Because
I only got a day anyway.
Oh, wait, hold on, Chris. You starting?
Oh, I'm starting.
Now, are you starting with your skill level?
Are you just amazing?
Don't
take away from what he
did. You know what? I'm confident in my skill. I'm gonna start with my skills. Yep, I'm starting with my skills, man.
You're like
and
that. What's that boy's name that won the dunk contest? What's his name again?
Mac McClung.
Yeah. So you're just a shocker that comes out of nowhere.
I'm a shocker, bro, and it's like. dude, and the crowd gonna go crazy because it's my last game anyway. Because I only get this one day.
And my
jersey gonna get retired after the game.
Oh, you got
it. And it's gonna be like how LeBron passed Kareem. It's gonna be something special for me in the second quarter.
I'm gonna hit 101 points.
I'm in him for 82. I'm passing Kobe.
He's in there for one day, so it's gonna be the quickest in and out retirement. That's how they're gonna retire you.
And I'm playing the whole game. When I come out, when I get ready.
How many points you need to score at least minimum?
Even if you're tired, you stay in.
What if you're getting dogged? Like they crossing you, dunking on you, still staying.
He's still staying in.
Because this is the only chance I get, man, to be in the NBA. I gotta play the whole game.
The best post.
What happens after the game?
Him on the receiving end of the
dunk. You still got the whole day. What happens after the game?
Well, after the game, it's a ceremony because they're retiring my jersey.
Okay, that's right.
You ain't never seen on a trading card a season was one day, one game.
I want it to be history. Wow, this is the biggest one-day contract in NBA history.
But if you don't do good, you still having a retirement party?
Yes,
for that one day.
One day,
you do good.
My jersey needs to be at the Staples Center, right next to Chick Hearn's.
Hilarious.
Yes, man.
Have a bronze statue of you.
Oh, and I get a statue outside, a little layup, me tying my shoe, a loofah in my hand trying to get. I need a statue outside the Staples Center, man.
Oh, my God.
What you doing, DC? What's your day?
Oh, my day is going to be very basic, man. As long as it involves a steam room, a sauna, and some exotic fruit, I can do that anyway. If I had to be somewhere, it would be in the Cayman Islands. So I'll be in the Cayman Islands, just a steam room on the beach.
What's the fruit they got there?
Huh?
What's
the fruit they got there? A steam room on the beach, okay.
I don't know if they got exotic fruit. I'm pretty sure they do got some exotic fruit in Cayman Islands.
I thought you was just going for the fruit.
Is it like an exotic place?
The best place to get like exotic fruit would probably be like Thailand and Costa Rica to get that exotic fruit. But it's going to involve me a steam room, sauna, an exotic fruit.
So you kind of want like a spa day almost. Like
you
might want to go to Brazil. They might have the most exotic fruit.
Oh, word?
It's such a tropical
place. I need that.
And that's all going to be ashy as hell.
grabbing shit, moving bats out the way. grabbing shit with weird. City. Yeah, I want that, bro. Simple though.
Was he that kid that walked around with no shirt on and just watermelon dripping on him?
Oh, all the time. And I was picking plum. If you had a plum tree or an orange tree, I was through there. I'm climbing that tree. I'm getting that fruit. My dad be like, yeah, I know.
That's your favorite. Fruit is your favorite.
I just like exotic fruit, bro.
Just like exotic fruit.
Yeah, I'll be like, you give me some dragon fruit, some persimmon, some...
like jackfruit?
I just bought a jackfruit the other day. Wow. They're a little sticky, a little messy, but... Yeah. You can once you get to the meat of it, it's fire.
Was that the most exotic fruit you've had?
Most exotic would probably be the star fruit. Yeah,
I heard of that.
You've seen it. It looks like a star. Just cut.
Yo,
it.
You should do reviews, man.
I used to play with them a little bit.
Yeah,
exotic fruit be so expensive.
Oh,
you got
sour
it.
Sop is the best. Is one of the best I've had.
Wow. Sour sop? I ain't even heard of that.
You never had a sour sop?
Nah.
Is that good for you? It's good for you.
Yeah, all that should be good. For the most part. And I don't know exactly what they all do, but...
I gotta look up
that. I'm sure it's a fruit out there that can
heal.
Pink pineapple.
That's expensive. It's good.
Yeah, like $50 like pineapple.
$50 for a pineapple?
You cut it open, it's all red pink. Inside.
It's really good?
Mm-hmm. Don't taste that much of a difference, but it's bougie. You know what I mean? If someone see you with a pink pineapple, you'd be like, hey, I had a pink pineapple. It's bougie.
Dang.
Yeah.
There's a sour sop right there?
Yeah, it's hella good. Sour sop's fire.
Damn. Oh, you know it's good when they got the spikes on the outside.
Yeah, sour sop's
fire. They
be
trying to protect themselves. Yeah. They're like, look, man. Yeah, hey, man, you really want this? Because you want to.
You got to work for
it anywhere. Fruit.
You can Walmart. You can get sour sop out here in LA. I'm going to put you up on game. Don't go buying all my sour sop. Sassoon Market.
Sassoon Market, huh?
Nah, it's like I want to say Armenian. Yeah, Sassoon, and it's on Melrose, I think, or Fairfax.
Tastes like an apple or something, or
it tastes like I want to say like almost like a pink Starburst a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a little
sour. Yeah, they say it's good for the fella's stamina.
That's when everybody says
it's good for you.
Miranda said it's good.
I would need that before my game.
Yeah, sour sop is fire.
You eat that sour sop before your game?
Yeah, good.
I think she meant a different type of stamina.
Oh, it's good for stamina? Thank you, Miranda. But that explains. No,
yeah, like you're gonna be on the court with the wrong stamina.
Yeah, yo, yeah, yo know I love
he's
my
like,
persimmons.
Yeah, right before the game, I'm gonna be retired up in the rafters.
They said yes, the rarest exotic fruit is the jackfruit.
Oh yeah, yeah, jackfruit.
Jackfruit's the rarest. You got the jackfruit, the durian, rambutan, mangosteen,
the rabbiton.
Rabbiton.
Rambutan.
Yeah, it's a little red one spikes, right?
You tell me. Yeah. I haven't heard none of these. Yeah.
I heard durian is like a horrible smelling fruit.
Yeah, durian don't like smell that good.
Yeah, I heard it's awful.
But it's similar to jackfruit, like the way it is, and hard to cut, hard to get in.
Australian finger lime. Hala fruit and a miracle berry.
See, it's all kind of
stuff. See, I need to know the health values to these too.
Wait, I didn't know jackfruit was like scarce. Everybody.
I can bring out some. It just depends if you. I live by Asian market, so they always got jackfruit on
deck. And I know a lot of people use that in vegan households.
Vegan tacos and stuff.
Yeah, jackfruit. Yeah.
Dang.
Jackfruit tacos.
Yeah, they'll cook it, but as far as just eating it raw, it's hella good raw. But I get because jackfruit got that meaty feel to it. Like you eat it, it's fire though.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of that, man.
That looks like, that was a great question. That was a fire question. Yeah. Hey, y'all, this episode was fun, man. But it looks like we damn near wrapped up, y'all. Brody, where you at? You got anything planned?
What do I got planned? Yes. Let's see. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday. Thursday, I'll be performing in San Diego. Details are on my Instagram. I'm trying to find that out for you right now. But I'll be performing Thursday in San Diego. And then Saturday, I'm performing on the Nothing But Funny show with, let's see who else is on that one, Chico Will, also by Melanie Camacho.
Where at?
Where's that one at? Because these are both at different spots than I'm used to. At the Comedy Chateau.
Hey, turn up.
Comedy Chateau will be Saturday. And Los Angeles. And then the other show will be... if you're in the San Diego area, I'm trying to find out where it is, but check my Instagram at Brody the Joker, Brody the Joker, and I'll have details on there for that.
Snee, what you got cracking?
This Friday, Kente Scott, I'm the Comedy Cafe. If you're looking for some good clean, it'd be fire.
Yeah,
I'm there, and then Lester Brady doing this inspirational comedy. I don't really like comedy contests, but when he told me the amount, I was like, oh.
I like this.
Let me get in. So we're at the Miracle Theater in Inglewood, where I'm from.
Hey, turn up.
Home of the original Lakers. Come out. Cardinal dude. I need to win that money. So Comedy Cafe this Friday, Kente Scott Show, and then Miracle Theater next week on a Sunday for the comedy competition. Daphne Springs, Mika J, it's lit.
Oh, it's going to be competitive. This is the competition.
Yeah.
Time to compete.
Yeah, cool. But really no comparison when I'm done. just to be honest. But that's where I'm at.
Where you at?
You catch me on Bamani Jones this week.
Hey,
drop by there. Craig Wayne's on everything.
What network is Bamani Jones?
HBO.
Oh, turn the fuck up!
Yeah, I saw that clip. I'm talking about Karl Malone.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That's wild.
I've been saying that for years, and I was like, about Karl Malone, if you didn't know,
12-year-old. Okay.
When he was 19, he had a child with a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Oh snap!
Very end of the show, but anyway. Craig Wayne's on everything. And Mr.
Chasmatic.
You can find me on YouTube. Me and Lack Podcast is up now. So yeah, man. Find me on YouTube. It's Chaz Rogers, and I'm in there.
So this week I will be at the Orlando Improv with the Brody Marlon Wayans. So if you're in Orlando, pull the hell up. We're gonna be out there active.
Nice.
Right, happy birthday, Sky.
Oh, happy birthday, Scott. Until next time, we are out.
Peace.
All right, Chasmatic.
All right, y'all.
Make a baby, babe.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.